I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Ukraine and Russia exchanged prisoners this week. It's the latest effort to improve relations between the two countries, which have been at odds since 2014. Conflict began when Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula. Ongoing unrest is taking a toll on Ukraine's infrastructure. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock describes the devastation.
Imagine living in a village where the gas stations have been blown up. The fear over all the shelling has driven out any small businesses where there would be a grocery store, a hardware store, whole shop for ice cream, anything.
In a region where safety is rare and starvation is common, the church wants to step up. Enter SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund, designed to soothe war-ravaged lives and show Christ's love in the wake of terror. Find ways to help at missionnews.org. And historical theology seems like a topic that would only apply to seminary students, but according to Caleb Hutcherson of Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, it's an important topic for anyone who follows Christ.
Historical theology informs our understanding of God in that it helps us recognize who's doing theology.
The subject is hard to unpack in 45 seconds, so you'll want to read the full report at missionnews.org. However, one of historical theology's main benefits is it helps believers separate God's word from man's tradition.
We can never escape from our bias to the present unless we go back and pay attention to what other people said in the past. Historical theology offers us perspective outside of ourselves from the past about how to understand what God has said in Scripture.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.